Saturdays are for double episodes. The corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, we are in Wisdom and the Vibe. We just did an episode, which was You Have to Meet My Friends. If you haven't listened to those episodes, you have to go and check them out. It's so much fun. I call all my friends, well, I call my friends randomly, and they have no idea that they're going to be on the podcast. I do it live, and then I ask them after the fact, and then they come on. This playlist and this episode is Wisdom in the Vibe, which is we go through the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, and we're going to rapid fire today. So I want to give a huge shout out to Mr. Justin Lotfy. I'm wearing his shirt today, Never Outworked. He did a book. It's a bestseller. Go check it out. It's amazing. I met him through my buddy, James Dixon, and James Dixon, the absolute motivator. You got to check him out too. You can check out his book and, check out everything with them. They're incredible. But the real reason why we're here is because the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day has been amazing. I got to go down to the beach this morning and work with this. And what I found is this 3,000-year-old wisdom, it answers the questions that I have in real time in today. So the circumstantial things that I have in my life, when I filter them through wisdom, it's amazing what happens. And I keep testing this stuff because I'm kind of hard-headed. So I test it and say, like, does this really work? And every single time, no matter what the circumstance is, I could take this 3,000-year-old principle-based wisdom and I can apply it to those things today. So today is about testing everything. This is a thing that I used to be afraid of growing up, because I used to be like, oh, well, am I really supposed to test it? And what God was saying is, like, as long as you're testing it with my word, as long as you're testing it against wisdom, test it for as long as you need. I'm of the mindset a lot of times where I would be in a rush and I would get in that place. And I don't know if you've been here before, but where I felt like, oh my gosh, I better do this thing or I'm going to miss out. And what God has told me, you could test it for as long as you need to, as long as you're testing it against wisdom, against my word. Where do I get wisdom? From the fear of God. What is fear of God? It is simply the respect of God. How can we get respect of him? By just spending time with him. And how do we spend time with him? First of all, we read the word, then it reads us. That's how we roll. So it's Proverbs 27, corresponding proverb, corresponding day. Test everything. And so the first one in this test everything is ego. And I had to ask, like, when I test something, when I have an idea, is it my ego driving me? And a lot of times it is. And a lot of times my ego is saying, oh, I got to be the first to do this. I got to be the first to do this. And this is what God was asking me today is your ego driving you? And so in verse 1 and 2 in Proverbs 27, it hits on this, and also in verse 21. So when we go to verse 1 and 2, it's do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what the day may bring. Let someone else praise you and not your own mouth, an outsider and not your own lips. And so the second one in this is, am I being provoked by missing out? So when I test something, from number one, is it my ego? Am I being provoked by my ego? And then the second one is, am I being provoked by missing out or jealousy that somebody else is getting what I want? Well, I can tell you, I fall victim to these things all the time. And that's the reason why my wife said the other day, you have 98 ideas and 2 of them are good. But the 2 of them that are good work out. But I tend to say, well, when I say this, I'm not saying this to you, I'm saying this to myself, is make sure that you look at it and ask yourself, like, when you're testing it, is this idea because I feel that I'm about to miss out on something, or I feel like, if I don't grab a hold of it, then it's going to go away forever? I can tell you this. Number one, you're not going to miss the bus. The reason why is because the bus was made for you. And so when we work in God's will that he made us exactly perfect for the exact right time, then we don't have to be in a rush for anything. You can't miss the bus. This is what my pops would tell me all the time. Number three, in number two is verse 3 and 4 and verse 20. And number three is, do I have counsel in my life? You see, I had an idea this morning. I was so excited about it. I was hyped about it. And you know what I did? I reached out to two people who actually did what I was hyped about. And you know what they gave me? They gave me counsel because they had been there. And then it calmed my mind. You see, sometimes my mind gets going, but then whenever I test it with my heart brings it down. So imagine if your heart, your mind, and your skills were in line. That would create the irresistible vibe, right? So do you have counsel in your life? That's in verse 5 and 6 in Proverbs 27. Am I hungry? This was a big one. When I test something, I have to ask myself, am I hungry? And what am I hungry for? Am I hungry for wisdom? And am I hungry for prudence, the thought of the future? Or am I just hungry to be able to have something right now because I need it right now? Well, that tends to be the case a lot in my life. And what I want to encourage every one of you with is ask yourself, are you hungry? Is that the reason why you're desiring this thing that you're going after? And what is it that you're hungry for? Are you hungry for exactly what God has for you? Or are you hungry for something because somebody else has it? Number 5 is, am I working my land? This one comes up a lot. I get excited. We all get excited. Imagine, have you ever got excited about something that somebody else was doing because you thought it was cool and you thought maybe I could do it too? That's a little bit of comparison, and we have this all over the place. Imagine if you just said, am I working my land? When you test it, and am I hungry is verse 7. In verse 8 and 10, it just talks about working your land. Are you working your land? Let's hit 8 through 10. Like a bird flies into the nest is anyone who flees from home. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and pleasantness to a friend springs from their heartfelt advice. Do not forsake your friend or a friend of your family, and do not go to your relative's house when disaster strikes you. Better a neighbor nearby than a relative far away. Are you working your land? Are you working your land? And that's the part that was asked of me a bunch. The next question in this test everything is, am I filled with wisdom and joy? It's amazing because just in that question, I could stop a lot of things that I'm doing. Am I filled with wisdom and joy? Where does wisdom come from? From the fear of God. How do I get the fear of God? I just respect him by spending time and pushing through the filter of wisdom. And where do I get that wisdom, which is the right use of knowledge, from fear of God? If I spend time with him, I filter things through the word. It's amazing how things start to slow down. And when I get hyped on something, it may not be exactly what is for me. My mom said this all the time, that you could do anything, son, but just because you could do it does not make it your purpose. Sit in that. And that's in verse number 11 of Proverbs 27. And then, am I thinking of the future or only today? When you test something, am I thinking of the future? Am I thinking of the whole picture? Or am I just thinking about today? Well, I could tell you this. A lot of times I just think about the day as opposed to taking into, the big picture into perspective. And when that happens, I tend to get in a rush. And when I get in a rush, then the results don't turn out that great. And then I learn a lesson. Now, lessons are good. Trying is good. But test everything against wisdom. Next one is, am I taking on debt? And so in verse number 13, it says this here, take a garment of one who puts up security for a stranger, hold it in a pledge if it is done for an outsider. And the question here is, am I taking on debt? Whether that be financially, whether that be emotionally, energy, any of those things. When I'm taking on debt, or I'm saying that I don't have this thing, so I need to leverage, just be conscious of those things. Now, not all debt is bad, but what God is saying in this place is he doesn't want you to be in debt to anything. He wants you to do exactly what he has you to do at that time. How can we know? By just staying in communication with him. So the next one is, how is the timing? In verse number 14, it says, if anyone loudly blesses their neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. So even the greatest thing that you could do for a person, but you do it at the wrong time, it will be taken as a curse. Be conscious of this. Understand timing. And sometimes the, you know, when I test everything or you test everything against wisdom, you ask yourself, like, how's the timing of this situation? Because sometimes it's the right deal, sometimes it's the right situation, but it's just not the right timing. Be okay. You can't miss the bus. The bus was made for you. Next one is who and what is the motivation? And this, again, goes back to, do I feel like I'm missing out? Am I in a rush? All these things. Who and what is the motivation behind me moving on this particular thing? Just allow yourself to test everything against it. Next one is, are you safe? And are you safe is verse number 17. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Are you safe? Are you safe in your environment? Are you putting yourself around people who have your best interest in mind? Are you safe? Ask yourself that question. And if you're in the midst of people who maybe don't make you feel safe, I feel safe in my friendships because they've been around for so long. My buddy Will, who you heard on the podcast, if you listen to, you have to meet my friends. I've known the guy since I was 9 years old. I could trust him. I trust him with anything. Are you safe? The next one is guard your heart. And this was a big one for my mom in verse 18 and 19. The one who guards a fig tree will eat its fruit, and whoever protects their master will be honored. As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. Guard your heart at all costs. Guard your heart at all costs. This is what my mom would say. Guard your heart because your mouth is an overflow of your heart. So guard what goes into your heart. And once you get it in your heart, guard it as strong as you possibly can. But all those things flow from our heart. And how does it get into our heart? Our eyes, our ears, and what we become aware of through the senses. So just guard it at all costs. Be as conscious as possible with this. The next one is, am I in good company? And this goes back to the same one as, am I safe? But in verse 23 and 24, it says, be sure to know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds, for riches do not endure forever, and a crown is not secure for generations. Am I in good company? And then the last one as we finish up is verse 25 through 27. It says, is there hard work involved? When I test something and there's not hard work involved, I'm very weary of it. I used to think the opposite way. Is it easy? Is it the easiest way? Is it the simplest? It could be simple, but it won't be easy. And I can tell you this, anything that is worth its salt has some bit of elbow grease to it, some bit of hard work. There is no way. A guy asked me yesterday, what's kind of the shortcut to be able to get to the point? And I looked at my wife when I told her that I got asked this question, and she just laughed. And I said, you know, just putting in the work. And when you put in the work, it's just little bit by little bit by little bit by little bit. And then all those little bits pile up into a big one. And then people are like, wow, it was a big break. No, it was a bunch of little ones. So be willing to put in the reps. If you're willing to put in the reps and do the work, guess what'll happen? The right thing. So when we test everything, guys, as we look at this and as we finish today, look at this. There's a couple of, 12, 13 questions that you want to ask yourself when you come into a scenario or a circumstance. And so I say test everything with wisdom. Where do we get wisdom? Fear of God. How can we get the fear of God? Spend time with them. Read the word, allow it to read you. Corresponding proverb, corresponding day. Watch this in Proverbs 27. Test everything. Number one is it my ego driving me? Number two, am I being provoked or by missing out? Or do I have jealousy? Do I have counsel in my life? Am I hungry? And what am I hungry for? Are you working your land? Am I filled with wisdom and joy? Am I thinking of the future or just today? Am I taking on debt? How is my timing? What and who is my motivation? Are you safe? Guard your heart. Am I in good company? And is there hard work involved? This is a way for you to test everything. Corresponding proverb, corresponding day. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Actually, before you go, make sure that you subscribe, that you put on the notifications, and that you share it with a friend. Check out all of the playlists on the podcast. Thank you for rocking with me. Peace, love, and soul.